So what healthcare programs are available right now for local residents and what can be accessed through the county itself?
Well, right now we basically have the medical assistance, called, some people refer it just as MA, or sometimes called Medicaid. So that's available, and then and you would apply for that, and that gets determined for eligibility right here in Cook County. But then there's also something called Minnesota Care, and that's another public program that people in our county would apply through the state of Minnesota Department of Human Services. Basically, these programs can help pay for all or some medical bills, and sometimes even people, if they have insurance, they might still be eligible for help. So what we tell people is to come in and check and see what's out there, and they have to meet certain program rules in order to be eligible, or what we say, get the insurance coverage, so to speak. And there's rules about their income, their assets, and some of those kinds of things. And it is really important to check, though, because sometimes the rules can be different for different population groups, specifically a pregnant woman or a young child or someone with a disability. And so it's hard to say that, you know, one group or one person has to meet all of these eligibility criteria, because it could vary.
Well, what are some of the changes that are being proposed in the legislation that might affect us?
Well, there are some changes that are being proposed specifically related to the population that tends to be very low income and tends to be in the single adult category. And some of those people recently were able to move from a program that was called GAMC, or General Assistance Medical Care, to either medical assistance or Minnesota Care. And right now there's a lot of discussion about going back to the old program of GAMC and putting back in place what was called a coordinated care delivery system.
Yeah, well, what works best?
Well, what we're on right now for that population is certainly a much better, more equitable plan, and it's a lot easier for people to access health care, and they have a more reasonable benefit set when you compare the benefit set that they had in GAMC with what they have now, either on expanded medical assistance or Minnesota Care, which to me makes sense. I mean, people should be entitled to have health care and get their basic health care needs met. One of the big disadvantages of that old GAMC coordinated care delivery system was that in order to get your health care, you had to go to one of the centers that were contracted to do coordinated care delivery. And unfortunately for us and rural Minnesota, none of those centers were outstate. They were all in the metro area. And again, this is a really limited income population, and so transportation is an issue. And it was very, very difficult for people to even access the system and get care. So pretty much our local folks that were on the old GAMC program were able to get medications, prescription drugs, and fortunately they were able to get some care locally because of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic's sliding fee scale. But that still leaves, you know, the fact that they might need specialized care or surgery or something like that. And so, you know, we've seen people that have had to put that off because they just couldn't get or be a member of a coordinated care system.
Now, I know you work real closely with your staff, and you and I have talked about the quality of your staff. They've got any input on this? I mean, what if they have to go back to the old system?
Well, they're very concerned, and obviously it's work to transition people from one to the other. It's confusing for clients, and they really feel unfair because of the good benefits that this population can get now. Typically, that those people are single adults, probably 22 to 64, and this population has a lot of high needs. Sometimes we're dealing with people with learning disabilities, chemical dependency issues, mental health issues, and typically really need a lot of care, preventive care. You know, we continue to see an increased number of people enrolling in the medical programs, both medical assistance and Minnesota Care. And for information, in March of 2008, we actually had 329 persons, and in March of 2011, we have 430 people that are receiving medical assistance. So it looks like our trend is in 2011 is really similar to what's happening in 2010, and I'd say we probably get, you know, an average of maybe 29 new applications a month.
Now, are these people being affected by the downturn in the economy? Do you think is that one of the major reasons why we're seeing more?
I think so. I definitely think that makes a difference. Healthcare costs have also, you know, gone up.
Well, if this thing goes through the legislature, you can bet we'll be back to talk to you about it and to see what effects it might have. We've been talking with Sue Futter. She's Director of Cook County Public Health and Human Services. Thanks for joining us this morning.